The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Alex Illion, the founder of GreenGamers.Earth, which is a website aimed at reducing the devastating effects of climate change within the online gamer community. And Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Matthew?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. It's great to have you here. You have such a cool website. It's something we've never seen before. So if you don't mind, let's start with that. Tell us about GreenGamers.Earth, the website's history, your mission, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, can do. I'm sure it's a little bit different than what you're probably used to running into. It's very much a niche website. And the whole reason I started GreenGamers.Earth was just to give gamers some resources on how they can go green. And I started realizing, this was about 2 years ago, that I was using an incredible amount of electricity, not only for, you know, just my regular gaming and my gaming rig, but also, you know, streaming a lot requires, you know, like high powered lights and things like that, and especially for long periods of time. So I was using a lot of electricity, and I was also working in the solar industry at that point in time. And what concerned me was that there's really not a lot of options, especially for folks who are renting, who don't own their own home, you know, might be kind of transitional in their place of where they live, and they still want to be able to help out and do right by planet Earth and play games as well and feel kind of guilty free about that. So I thought, you know, I've got to figure out a solution for this. And, you know, really, is it even a problem? And I figured, you know, yeah, it would be. So I went ahead and I started GreenGamers.Earth just to give gamers kind of a resource, as well as streamers and content creators, everyone who's kind of in the online gaming community, a place where they can learn about green energy and why it's important to care about the earth and, you know, how they can give back.
That's fantastic. You know, in many ways, you answered my next question about why gamers need to care about the environment. So I might shift a little bit and, you know, tell us, how has the response been in the gaming community? Are they getting your mission?
Yeah, it's, you know, online gaming communities are notoriously kind of cold to any sort of approach that is not genuine. But I think if you come from a place of empathy and understanding about what the challenges are, and if you're a gamer yourself, I think you can speak to some of the issues that, you know we all have in this community. So it's been good, but it hasn't necessarily been the easiest thing to explain, admittedly. It's been a little challenging to try and, you know, prove that, you know, yes, as a gamer, there are things that you can do that, you know, maybe they're small things, but they're worth doing just because, you know, as a community, we do tend to use more electricity than most folks. So yeah, it definitely, you know, at first it was definitely an uphill battle, but when I started talking to especially my gamer friends in real life about kind of what was important to them, it sort of started to click for me, the whole elevator pitch and how I could talk to folks about what GreenGamers.Earth does. And we also ended up sponsoring a Discord community for an esports organization. So we help with them. And through sponsoring that Discord, I've been able to reach like hundreds of people, which has been really fun. So yeah, to answer your question, it definitely has been a challenge, but it's been a worthwhile challenge for sure.
Well, that's great. You know, in many ways, Alex, you're pioneering something here. You know, this is something completely different, and it's kind of a new way of thinking across the board for the gaming community. And you mentioned some tips. So what are some of the tips that you often share with gamers when it comes to energy efficiency and countering climate change?
Yeah, I think the best thing you can do, and it's really easy advice, is just reduce, reuse, recycle. You hear it all the time, but it's so important. You know, if you can just reduce what you're currently using, you know, reuse things instead of having to throw them out. And then when they do actually have to expire, when you do need to throw them out, see if you can recycle them in some kind of way. I realize, you know, there's a lot of things in the gaming world that aren't recyclable, but, you know, like when it comes to like some PC parts and things, but there's a lot, you'd be surprised. So, you know, the other big thing that I talk about with gamers, and this is all basically free things that folks can do. Instead of buying physical copies of games, just download games, because the plastic that's used to create, you know, the physical versions of games. And I know, yes, you'll find some collector's editions of games that you definitely want to spend a couple hundred bucks on, and that's fine every now and then. But, you know, just going out and buying games and just buying that plastic and having that contribute, it can be a problem. So that's some really easy free things that folks can do. I do have some more tips on the website. You know, some of them are a little bit more in depth, so like would require you to, you know, have like an electric bill and things like that, so you can offset your electricity usage. I talk a lot about how on stream, my Twitch stream is 100% carbon free, and And that's because of wind renewable energy certificates through Arcadia Power. So there's a lot you can do that really doesn't even add that much cost to your monthly bill if you want to really kind of go green. And obviously, in addition to that, you know, I like planting trees, and anything like that is a really good way to help combat climate change.
That's awesome. Great stuff there, Alex. And if you don't mind, tell us about some of your giveaways and how you get support through the Buy a Coffee for GreenGamers.Earth effort as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the whole Buy a Coffee thing, I started that just to say, if you like the content, you know, that we're putting out there on the website and blog, you know, if you want a way to give back to me, that's amazing. You certainly don't have to. It just goes to the hosting costs for the site. Admittedly, I get probably all of my donations through live streaming. So, you know, there's through Twitch, there's ways that folks can give bits and donate subscriptions to channels. And for every subscriber that I get, I plant a tree through One Tree Planted, which is a great nonprofit organization. And they do a wonderful job with planting trees across the United States, especially in California, which is where I've planted 65 trees, I think, at this point, through GreenGamers.Earth and through live streaming. So, yeah, that's mostly where I get a lot of this with the website from is just from putting content out there. But yeah, if you like the content on the website and you want to support just the website and the blog portion, yeah, there is the whole little buy a coffee button on the sidebar of the blog, which you can use to support it. But yeah, I think the big way that I've helped kind of get the message out there and to be able to do that really is just by creating content. I'm doing the same thing that most other content creators in the gaming space do. I just, you know, I sit down, I try to make compelling fun streams with, you know, good friends and individuals that are, you know, in the community. And that really seems to resonate. And, you know, when you can kind of walk the walk and talk the talk, it definitely goes a long way.
Outstanding. And also, too, your website domain is greengamers.earth. And as a .earth domain name user, what made you choose to use a .earth domain?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, it's funny. I talked to my wife about it and she was like, oh, wouldn't you rather like a .com or something like that? And I said, you know, I really want to go with the .earth domain because it just fits in to exactly what I'm doing here. And I think it's really kind of helped because when I tell people, oh, just go to greengamers.earth, you know, if they're kind of maybe a part of the older generation or not in the online gaming community, it's kind of a conversation starter. They're like, .earth, you mean like .com or .org? And I'm like, well, actually, and then I can have that conversation with them, which is pretty funny. A lot of the younger folks get the different kind of top level domains. So they're like, oh, greengamers.earth, that's cool. That's a neat domain, which is great, as I'm sure you've experienced. So yeah, that's sort of how I came to it. And I just wanted to do something unique, and it seemed like the best way to go about it. Instead of doing something generic, I wanted to focus on really what the mission is, and that's saving the planet.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. We've seen that with a lot of other .earth domain name users. You know, number one, it helps the brand, you know, in the URL, because by stating you're connected to .earth. But like you said, we see lots of other organizations, it's a conversation starter. You know, when they're talking to prospects, clients, partners, whoever it may be, many people are like, oh, your domain is .earth. That's interesting. Tell me about that. It's a perfect like door opener to explain your mission out there in the marketplace.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. It's very well put.
Yeah, nice. And so, Alex, what does the future hold for GreenGamers.Earth? What's your future vision?
Yeah, I think just kind of stay in the course. I want to put some more content up. The blog is tough because, as you know, it takes a lot of time to really kind of think out what your posts are going to be. And I try to overthink the content, I think, a lot of times. So it can be a little tricky. But I definitely want to do more with the blog. I definitely want to, you know, talk more about, obviously, gaming news. But, you know, as well as, obviously, creating more content for the website, whether that be, like, video clips and things like that. And then obviously just continuing to build the great community that I've built through this and, you know, streaming on Twitch and, you know, just trying to connect with as many gamers about this issue as possible, I think is the future. And, you know, I'm thinking about bringing someone on board to help me with some of the content as well. So there might be some guest posts and some guest blog posts coming up in the next couple of months. So that would be fun. But yeah, I think just really staying the course and making sure that, you know, everything is compelling enough to get folks in the door.
Outstanding. That's awesome. You know, Alex, this has been a great podcast and really appreciate your insights, especially for such a niche effort here. It's really super cool. And, you know, before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I think that's pretty much everything. We covered everything extensively. Thank you so much for your time, Matt. Appreciate it.
Sure. Absolutely. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Alex Illion, who's the founder of GreenGamers.Earth, which is a website aimed at reducing the devastating effects of climate change within the online gamer community. And Alex, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.